time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill and Cranny Self Storage in Danvers. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom Nicastro here. How's it going, everybody? We are a weekly show. We're here again, July 11th, 1 week after the 4th. Hope everyone had a great 4th. The summer moves on. I personally can't wait for the fall, but guess what? There's plenty to talk about in the summer for sports. It's always exciting here on the Merrimack Valley. One of the things is Little League. We'll talk about that probably in the next show because it's really heating up. Little League All-Star Tournament to get to the Williamsport, Pennsylvania World Series. All good stuff. Great stuff. And we'll see where the Valley stacks up as we go along. This show is going to be fun. We got Julia Malowitz, Central Catholic softball player, Moynihan Lumber standout winner. Great stuff all around from Julia. And I can't wait to just stop talking so you can listen to that interview. Up next, Central Catholics, GOAT, possibly pitcher. I think she's in Italy now. Listen to this because she'll talk about that on her interview. We recorded it a little earlier. But anyway, Central's Julia Malowitz after the break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salt. Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're here with our one and only guest today. It's going to be Central Catholic. It's weird to say this, Julia. Former Central Catholic softball player, Julia Malowitz. What's going on?
Nothing much, you know, keeping it busy during the summer.
Yeah, exactly. So you won the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month Award for April, and that was awesome. Congrats. Huge award. And, you know, happened in the softball season early, and then the softball season ended up being amazing. I mean, one game shy, one measly game shy of getting to the state final, a 1-0 loss to Taunton, and they went on to win it again, you know, but 1-0. Let's just go to that game. Obviously, you're a key part of that on the mound. Take me to that ball game. What went down?
So it was unfortunate because it was the first inning when they scored, and we were the home team. So it was top of the first, and there was two outs, and it was their number three, number four batters. The first one got a double, and then the second one brought her a single that brought her in. Yeah. And then that was it. Like they were getting on base, but they didn't end up scoring again, which was like really good. And that was like my goal because, I mean, playing them last year in the championship game, losing 6-1, and then coming back this year and playing them and only losing 1-0. So that was like an important thing, like for me to focus on too. So
yeah. Were you on the hill for that 6-1 loss last year too?
Yeah.
Yeah. So look at that. I mean, you let up those runs in the first inning, and that's a big test of your this. I'm pointing to my head. You know how, you know, you can do it physically, you know.
Yeah.
But getting mentally over that initial onslaught from them in that first inning is a massive feat in a game like that. Only people who have been on that. I've been on the mound a little bit myself in my older days, younger days, but the only people who've been in that little circle can understand that. And that's great. Like, what did you do to just bear down the rest of the game? You didn't let another run go through.
Yeah. I mean, before every inning, I do like my circle before it's the throwdown pitch. And I look at all the girls and I'm like, come on, like, just do it for them. Like, do it. Like, so I didn't, like, after that first inning, I was like, all right, that's it. Like, they're not scoring anything else. And I would just keep repeating that. And I would just keep, like, talking to myself during, like, their at-bats and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, as far as you guys at the plate that day, clearly cold day at the plate. I know those days, like, it's just, like, hitting it right at people and just not capitalizing on the opportunities you have. You know, that wasn't like Central, because you guys have kind of been an offensive machine leading up to that, right?
Yeah. But that pitcher, Sam, she's pretty good.
Real deal, right? Yeah. She wins a state title for them. But you guys had a credible run. I mean, 16-2, number two seed. Taunton was number three seed. They didn't lose a game all year. You know, and then you guys, you know, crushed Natick 11-3, crushed Arlington 9-0. St. Paul Dyerson, whoever you pronounce that, they gave you a battle 4-3.
Oh, yeah. That was a close one.
Yeah. So that's probably what happened down the stretch of that game. Did someone prove to be the hero in that one?
Well, we all just were fighting. It was the bottom of the seventh, and we were down. It was 3-2. And I remember the whole sequence. It was the first girl walked, and then there was a strikeout, and then I was up, I had a single, and then someone walked, and then it was a pop-up, so then it was two outs and bases loaded, and we were losing 3-2 still, but then a girl hit a short, like a slow roller to the third baseman, who threw it to first, and our girl beat it out, so then it was tied 3-3.
With two outs? Then,
yeah, with two outs.
So you, like, if that girl wasn't, who got that little slow roller and was safe at first? Who was that?
Olivia Meckel.
Okay, so if Olivia is just a tad bit slower, season over.
Yeah, then we would not.
Season over.
That would have been heartbreaking. And then we had a senior hitter up, and she hit like this fly ball to shallow left, and the shortstop fumbled the ball. Ooh, and we won off of that. So
yeah. Was it like she had to make a tough catch, like running backwards kind of thing, or
not even? I think it was just like the pressure that it bounced like right off her glove. Like, she got under it and it bounced off. Like, I felt terrible for that girl because she was definitely their best player too. So I felt really bad. But like, once we won, like, I was like crying. Like, the whole team was like, oh my gosh, like, we live another day. So
she catches that, and then it's a tie game. It goes into extra innings.
Yeah.
Okay, so she dropped the easy pop. I feel so bad. I mean,
yeah,
that's...
I felt bad for that girl.
Oh, how do you live that down? Oh, man.
And I'm pretty sure she was a senior, too, so it's like,
Well, it's one of those moments where you're like, we clearly wouldn't have been here if it weren't for you, kind of thing. And that's true, probably, right? But nonetheless, you know, you guys move on, and then you have that battle with Taunton. I mean, you know, going back to the same spot, except for like one game earlier, you know, from the previous year, and so close. What made this team special? You know, you've been on a lot of special teams. I mean, the state finals last year, then this state semifinals. What you miss the most about these girls?
Oh my goodness. We just had such a close bond. And like this year we went to Florida and we were all like basically returners. Like, we had like three new girls at the start. We had nine returners, I think it was. And so we picked up some new girls, like some that I knew. So we went to Florida and we all got super close and we like bought Minion shirts and we like, but I'm definitely going to miss them all so much. Like, incredibly. Yeah.
That sounds like a great trip. So you got a chance to go down south and play a little bit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah. Where did you go exactly?
So we flew into Orlando and we were around that area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of competition did you play down there? Did you play down there?
Yeah, we played. Yeah, yeah. We had a scrimmage and then we had a game, which we like mercied. It was like 16-1. So
was it a Florida team or
was it? Yeah, it was Florida team. They were both Florida teams. So we called it quit after those two blowouts. But it was still a fun trip.
Yeah. You're like, hey, no excuse, Florida teams. You play all year. And we're just coming down here being in the gym, you know, in our indoor facilities, what have you. Cool. And you from Methuen?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did those matchups go? Do you know a lot of those girls? I mean,
clearly, I know like basically everyone. Every single one of them. That game is like, right when I see it, like on the calendar, like it'll be like a mental note. Like I'm always like looking forward to that game, like excited for that game. Cause like pitching against those girls, like it just brings out a different beast. Yeah. Like I get really excited to play those games.
Yeah. Clearly you guys probably played them twice this year or just once?
Yeah, twice.
Okay, swept them. Yeah, you swept most people. But actually, who are your only two losses to?
We lost to North Andover pretty early in the season. It was 3-0. And we lost to Tewksbury, which was high scoring. It was 9-7, I want to say.
Okay. But, man, that could have possibly been your Division I champ versus your Division II champ. That's in the same conference. It's so crazy how the Merrimack Valley is. You know, tell me about playing in the Valley all these years, you know, what that brought out of you.
I mean, it's always good competition with like North Andover. Billerica is always like pretty good and Chelmsford can be pretty scrappy too. So it's like those teams and like Tewksbury, we always end up splitting with them, which I find like so funny. Like we'll win one, we'll lose one, but
yeah,
it's always good competition and there's good pitching and good hitting. So it's like all aspects of the game.
Yeah. Does it matter where you guys play? Like, do they always win on their home field and that?
No, I think this year, I think we beat them there, but they beat us at our field.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had a nice little run. They had a very similar run that you guys did in Division II. You know, they were close. They were close. They were close, but they didn't quite get there. But still amazing years, like, you know, 85% plus winning percentage for you guys. Tremendous. Let's talk about the name on your shirt that people can't see on this Zoom, but Wentworth Institute. So pretty prestigious school in the city. What led you there?
So I knew that I wanted to stay close and I'm studying engineering. So within like my recruiting process, I was looking at a few like just engineering based schools because I knew that like I could find myself in other like smaller majors and within engineering. So Wentworth being in the city, the coach was just so awesome. And I connected with her like really easily and talking to the girls and visiting. I was like, the city is awesome. And so it just all worked out.
Yeah. And like what sort of dynamic, not dynamic, what sort of area of engineering are you going into?
So right now I'm in for electrical, but I'm thinking about like electromechanical or mechanical. We'll see where it takes me.
Yeah. All right. So kind of feel it out a bit once you get there. Okay. I'm actually on their site looking at the Wentworth roster. I'm trying to see if there's any other Valley girls on the team. Do you know of any?
Jenna Roush from North Andover is actually going. She's a catcher.
Oh, she's going. Okay.
Yeah.
So you faced her quite a bit.
Yeah.
And possibly could be a little battery situation where you're the pitcher, she's the catcher, maybe, hopefully.
Yeah. I'm actually might room with her too, like in a big suite. So
there you go. So Central and North Andover getting along. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And I'm looking at their roster from 2024. I don't see much. I see like a Bedford, Mass. Girl Katie Kranz, a junior. Tingsboro, so fairly close to you guys. Meg Culver. And then you've got pretty much not a lot of area girls outside of that. Lots of, you know, lots of around the country kind of girls.
Yeah, a lot of girls come from pretty far.
Yeah. And how'd they do? How are they doing the last couple years or so?
The year before, they were pretty solid. They were like 28 and like 13 or something. This year wasn't as good, but
yeah,
we'll see how it goes next year.
Still pretty solid, 25 and 19.
Yeah.
And let me see how they finished up. Probably the conference tournament. They lost 4-0 to Roger Williams, so that probably did it in the conference tournament. Yeah, they lost a couple. Actually, they won one in the they won two in a conference tournament, and then they lost two. Okay. Yeah, double elimination. Okay. Yeah. So pretty good conference, huh? Do you know of any girls that Methuen girls or Merrimack Valley girls that are around that, like in that conference, like a girl at Roger Williams, Western New England? Do you know of any?
Not sure. Like if I see them, I'll probably recognize them, but not off the top of my head.
Yeah. You must be psyched. You're like weeks away from going to the city for college. Like that's
cool. Yeah.
That's really cool. Clearly you're not intimidated by that. Or are you? Are you a little nervous about like living in the city and trying to get adjusted?
I mean, I'm pretty excited to be in the city. Like I'm down to exploring, walking around, like going places, but I know it's going to be hard to adjust. Like to college life and living with people and eating the food there, which is the best. But I'm still excited for what it's going to bring me.
Yeah. How are you spending your time before that? Like, yeah, we talked a little bit before we pressed record on why don't you tell us a little bit about that in terms of the, you know, workouts for the team?
Yeah. So we have this summer workout program, which is on this app called Vault. And there's three workouts a week that have like weights and lifting. And then there's 3 days of conditioning. And then there should also be like some days of hitting built in and some days of pitching built in. So I'll be doing that for this week. But next week on Sunday, I'm actually leaving for Italy. And
wow, fun.
And I'll be there for 3 weeks. I'm visiting some family and gonna go around Rome a little bit. But I'm still gonna try to do some conditioning and whatever I can there. But when I come back, it's full speed ahead with that too.
Yeah. Who's the family out there? What side of the family is that?
It's my mom's side. Okay. And they live in Sicily. So we're going to be there for the majority of the trip, like 2 weeks. So,
yeah. Well, I'm Sicilian, 100%, I think.
Awesome.
I don't really know. I mean, you know, you never know, right? There's probably a little Italian mixed in there. Who knows? But yeah, they tell me, my family tells me I'm 100% Sicilian. So that's cool. what's your mother's maiden name?
Floria.
How do you spell it?
Florio.
Okay. Florio. Okay. That's classic. Have you been there before?
Yeah, I went, but I was only 4 years old, so I don't really remember much of it. But my whole family like here is going. So my mom has her brother and her sister and her mother, and we're all going. So it's gonna be a fun time.
And by the time you get back, you're what, a few weeks away from checking into the dorms?
Yeah. That's just sweet. A month.
Yeah, that's awesome. Before you go to Italy, do you make a few bucks in your pocket? Any in the area in the valley get a job? You have a job?
Yeah, I work at JG's in Salem, so I make decent money there with the tips. And then I also work at Ghibli's, which is a menswear place. It sells like pretty fancy like suits and stuff down in Danvers. So
okay. You commute down to Danvers from Methuen, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Salem's a little closer than Danvers.
Yeah, I like that one better for sure.
Yeah, 100%. All right, cool. Well, listen, this has been awesome. Congrats on winning the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And then you went on to even better things, but, you know, getting to your team, helping getting your team to the state finals, semifinals, and finishing a great career. And the career continues for Julia Malwitz at Wentworth. So best of luck there. We'll catch up next spring, see how things are going.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, we appreciate your time on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Hey, have a good night. Bye now.
Thank you. You too.
You too.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grill.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk summer report here, short and sweet, because we focus on the guest folks here. They bring the real heat in the summer, not me. But just a few quick scans of the headlines, what's going on in the Merrimack Valley, courtesy of the Eagle Tribune. Andover Little Leaguers looking pretty good. Cool play, they're going to come out of it possibly. Actually, they came out of it 4-0 undefeated, so they'll be heading into the semifinals. Press time, we didn't have their opponent or the results, but they beat Bill Ricker 9-3. So Little League is heating up here, getting closer to the sectional champs, and then they'll move on and New England's and ultimately hopefully get back to Williamsport. So we'll see. They talked in the Eagle Tribune about the La Rosa family. Emmett won over his father and brother at the annual North Andover 5K holiday event. Pretty cool. And that's Mark LaRosa and two sons, Emmett and Tucker. Let's see. Andover's Tam Gavanis is a track record setter, heading up to, I think, Maine and in New York to do more great things. Pretty awesome stuff. And another Andover story. Let's see. What do we got? Merrimack College coaches seem to like the move to the their new conference, the MAC. Not bad. I love that. That rings well. And then you got Lauren Corman with Thuin doing great things in track. She ended up being the Eagle Tribune girls track MVP. Pretty darn cool. All right. That's enough out of me. Let's call it a show. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk in the books again. We're here every week, pretty much on Thursdays on msonewsports.com. We even came out last 4th of July. Did you listen? All right. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We will talk to you next week.